Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Fairbanks Police Department remains understaffed despite a recently approved hiring bonus. Police Chief Eric Jukes told the City Council this week subpar pay is driving high turnover and making recruiting difficult. A new labor contract is being contested in court, and in the meantime, Chief Jukes says the short-staffed department is dealing with a local spike in violent crime. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Jukes says the spike in violent crime is reflected in the 7 murders in Fairbanks that have occurred through July, compared with 8 in all of last year.
In 7 months, that puts us on par to have 12 this year.
Based on that calculation, Jukes says 12 murders in a city of 33,000 would greatly exceed the national murder rate.
It equates to 36.4 per 100,000, or 7.5 times the national average.
Jukes says violent crime occurs twice as frequently in Alaska compared with the national average, even more so for assault and rape.
The U.S. average for aggravated assaults per 100,000 people, 237. The Alaska average is 497. U.S. average for rape is 38.6. The Alaska average is 122.
Jukes told council members he's trying to fill 6 vacant positions, and he says most of the other 40 or so officers must work mandatory overtime to help staff 7 other positions that'll be filled once the new recruits graduate from the academy. So he says that means the department also is hard-pressed to deal with lesser offenses.
Lower-level crimes are often a struggle to investigate because the limited number of officers are inundated with more serious calls.
Council members thanked Jukes for his talk, but couldn't offer much more than encouragement. That's mainly because the city is awaiting a decision from the Alaska Supreme Court on a dispute over a new contract the council approved in 2014 that would have boosted pay and benefits. The council later rescinded the contract over a concern it was too generous. The Public Safety Employees Association, which represents the police, then sued, claiming breach of contract. Most observers say a ruling on the case isn't likely anytime soon. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
A federal agency is asking for input on an in-state natural gas pipeline. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the Alaska Standalone Pipeline would run from the North Slope to Wasilla, providing gas to Fairbanks and other rail belt communities along the way. The Army Corps of Engineers is the lead agency working on an environmental impact statement for the project. The document updates a 2012 analysis of impacts of the pipeline, access roads, and construction camps. Army Corps Gas Pipeline Project Manager Sandy Gibson says the Corps is focused on parts of the project that would impact people.
You have job growth opportunities. On the flip side, you have more stress for government support facilities.
The project is managed by the State Gasline Corporation, which is also pursuing a larger gas pipeline to bring LNG from the North Slope into Cook Inlet for export overseas. A team from the Army Corps has traveled around the state this summer holding public meetings and updating residents on the environmental review process. So far, Gibson says they've heard a lot of concern about the gas pipeline's potential effects on subsistence. The comment deadline is August 14th. Gibson says the goal is to publish a final impact statement at the end of 2018. Still ahead are required permits from federal agencies. The University of Alaska Board of Regents has approved $5 million in state funding for deferred maintenance. The money covers just a fraction of backlog problems, estimated to cost almost $1 billion to fix. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, Regents are trying to keep the situation from getting any worse.
UA Regent John Davies served in the state legislature, and he understands why lawmakers zero out capital budgets when times are lean. So he's thankful for the $5 million Juno directed for the school's deferred maintenance. But he says it's not enough. The school was hoping for $50 million.
Start reprogramming some of the operating money into deferred maintenance so that we get up to the minimum acceptable level of taking care of our buildings.
For the next fiscal year, that means directing over $40 million to facility maintenance. But even so, as UA President Jim Johnson reminded Regents, the combined budget still falls woefully short.
Our modeled need for facility maintenance, particularly deferred maintenance, is something like $60 million a year.
Further, as Johnson noted, that money is an effort to address an almost $1 billion issue of degrading buildings and infrastructure. And to hear UA Vice President of University Relations Michelle Rizik tell it, That $40 million will only keep things from getting worse.
The facility maintenance and the operating budget is what the campuses are spending to not add to the deferred maintenance backlog.
Given the region's desire to start tackling deferred maintenance, Johnson told them to expect another $40 to $60 million facility maintenance line in the 2019 budget. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
Nenana residents team with state and federal firefighters to snuff a wildfire near the community. The Alaska Fire Service reports that the Nenana River fire was halted at less than an acre after being discovered Tuesday night, about a mile west of Nenana. AFS says five local residents, including some with firefighting experience, saw smoke and went to the fire. They initially beat the flames with spruce boughs, then dumped water hauled in buckets from the river to slow the fire. An AFS helicopter flew in from Fairbanks and dropped eight buckets of water on the blaze. A state crew also responded, setting up a pump to get additional water on the fire. The wildfire was contained, but AFS says it burned deep into underlying duff, and mop-up operations continued yesterday. The wildfire is listed as human-caused. I'm Dan Bross.